So ask yourself, if you refuse to take the COVID vaccine, out of suspicion that the government or Bill Gates or Doc Fauci are planning to turn you into a robot or simply outright kill you, why would you believe that a veterinary drug would be just the cure and prevention for the virus? Because cows don't get COVID? Or that Fox News runs a story touting its beneficial effects? Paranoia only runs one direction, apparently. Government bad, Trump good. If he says bleach would kill the infection, hell, drink a glass, be my guest. We got plenty of South Enders here who think mask wearing is the equivalent of handcuffs, that vaccinations are mind control, that COVID is really a phony pandemic, no worse than the common cold. They think those of us who buy into the conspiracy are nothing but sheep. And if we weren't sheep before the injections, well, we will be after. Slaves to Big Brother. Most of these folks, if they bothered to check, would find a smallpox vaccine scar on their left shoulder. Who knows? Maybe that's what happened to their logical thinking. The cowpox left them devoid of rationality. Okay, that's probably not true, except on far-left media sites. But I know this. We don't have smallpox ravaging our populations anymore. Something definitely to be said for that. The truth is, if any of us believe in such things anymore, there's no point in arguing, folks, about masks or social distancing or vaccinations or school closures. It's a total waste of time and probably leads to arguments, fights, family breakups, divorces, and eventually rioting in the streets. Show them videos of victims on ventilators struggling to breathe. Show them that repeatedly. They'll tell you more people die from the vaccines than the virus. You say the sky is blue? They'll tell you that's a libtard lie to hide the fact that the sky is the color of chemtrails. Now we got governors who fan the flames, mandate against mass mandates, scream government overreach as they overreach, figure maybe they'll be the next Trump. The lieutenant governor of Texas blames the blacks for the COVID surge in the Lone Star State. Add a little racism to the pandemonium, why not? As long as we're whistling in the dark, toss in a dog whistle too. I got my vaccinations a few months back. I wear a mask, mostly to protect others, and it looks like I'm protecting folks who don't want protecting. Nothing to fear for them but nanotrackers and the common cold. When the booster vaccine is available, I'll take that and the one after that and probably the ones coming from here on out. We might have won the battle against COVID if we'd all done the same, but hey, it's a free country. Like my right-wing pals like to say, freedom ain't really free. Ignorance is its own kind of prison. So go ahead, drink the horse drug. We'll all help pay.